Mrs. Rogers, Act 2.
And then, just as I started my car, I heard someone tapping on the window. Yes, can I help you?
Mrs. Rogers?
Yes?
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. I'm Paul Stevens.
Oh, Mr. Stevens. I'm so relieved. The accident upset me. I was afraid for a minute it was you.
It wasn't me.
Please give in. I tried making conversation with Mr. Stevens on the drive home, but he seemed tired and not inclined to talk, and so we drove quietly back to my house. We went inside, and I showed Mr. Stevens to his room, and then went into the living room to tidy up. The telephone rang. Hello?
Hello? Mrs. Rogers? This is Officer Barnes.
Oh, yes, Officer. I'm glad you called. I wanted to tell you that I met Mr.
I checked that identification for you.
Yes, well, that's what I wanted to tell you,
The name was Paul Stevens, all right.
Oh.
We had a flyer on him. That's how we knew. He was wanted for a payroll robbery in L.A. And he wasn't hit by a car. He was thrown out of a car. He was murdered.
I stood there, frozen with fear, the telephone receiver in my hand, looking at the door to the hallway, where the man who had called himself Paul Stevens stood there, smiling tightly, holding a gun in his hand. A gun that was pointed right at me.
Hang up the phone and sit down.
Who are you?
I'm stupid.
What? Why did you pretend to be Mr. Stevens?
I didn't think they would find out who he was. I didn't know he was hot.
You killed him?
Yes, I killed Paul Stevens.
Why?
I run a very special kind of publishing business, Mrs. Rogers. That much of the story was on level. I print, well, a very special type of book for a very special clientele. Mr. Stevens somehow got hold of my list of customers and threatened to use it for blackmail. So I killed him.
You horrible man.
Get your coat on, Mrs. Rogers. You have more driving to do.
He made me drive him to a restaurant on the highway, out on the other side of town. A place with quite a bad reputation. All the while, I was trying to remember who he was. I say remember, because there was something familiar about him. But what that something was, I couldn't for the life of me think. There was hardly anyone in the restaurant, since it was not yet dinner time. We'd just been seated at a table when a dark-complexed man slid into the seat next to the man who was not Mr. Stevens.
What are you doing here?
I had to come. It didn't work. They found out who he was.
Why didn't you stay where you were supposed to?
She knows I'm not Stevens. A cop told her.
You could stay at her house anyway, couldn't you?
Al, look.
Do you have to come out where you could be picked up?
Listen.
What's the matter with you? Mary figures out a foolproof way for you to get rid of the guy and hide out right under the cops' noses, and you go mess the whole deal.
It's not messed up yet.
It will be if you don't get away. Quick.
Maybe. Oh, I don't think you two have met, Mrs. Rogers. this is Mr. Al Newholt. He owns this place.
Hi, darling.
How do you do?
How exactly did the cops find out who he was? How? How?
Duty to you loud.